Good morning, good morning, good morning, my beautiful people. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast. You guys have tuned into the podcast portion. Happy February, happy Black History Month. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you guys have tuned in with me this morning. We're going to keep it short, cute, and brief. The quote of the week is by Maya Angelou. Ask for what you want and be prepared to get it. Ask for what you want and be prepared to get it. Maya Angelou. Today's episode is about the law of attraction and manifestation and how to manifest the wonderful things that we desire. And I'm not just talking about materialistic things. I'm also talking about good health, good wealth, motivation, positivity, things that help us become better people, and things that align with us. So let's go ahead and get started. So I'm just going to get right into it, guys. The first thing I feel like everybody should do with the law of attraction and manifesting your goals is to know what you truly, genuinely want. Not what your parents want, not what your kids want, not what your boss wants, not what your friends want, but what do you want? What do you want for yourself? What do you want for your life? What would you like to do? What is going to make you happier? What is going to motivate you? What is going to keep you going? We need to sit down and have that conversation with ourselves. It's important and it has to be done because nobody truly knows what you want besides you. Nobody knows exactly what's going to make you happy besides you. And crazy enough, there's a lot of people in this world who don't even know for themselves. But you have to think and come to realization, nobody's going to make this decision for you. What do you want? What's going to make you happier? Think about you for once. Think about you at this time. How can you ask for what you want and be prepared for it if you don't even know what it is? So that's the first step. Sounds easy, and I know it can be difficult for others, but it's something we have to do and something we have to figure out on our own. So the next step is to focus on your goals. Focus on gratitude, focus on positivity, and speaking your affirmations into existence. Maya Angelou said, ask for what you want and be prepared to get it. So we know what we want. Now we have to prep ourselves. We have to put the seasoning on. You can't just cook food without seasoning. You have to get ready. Focus, sit down, put your phone away, turn the TV off, focus. If you have to, look at yourself in the mirror, write it on a post-it note, speak positive to yourself, speak your affirmations into existence. Yeah, it sounds crazy. You may feel like you're talking to yourself, but I promise you it works. It's the law of attraction. You speak it aloud, you write it down. These things work. It's worked for me and it's worked for millions of other people. You just have to focus. You have to concentrate. You have to really want it. How bad do you want it? Think about those things. So then the next step is meditating and visualizing your success. You're the only person who has this vision. Yeah, you could share it with other people, but you're the only person who has the clear 2020 vision that you need of what you want. You want to be successful. How successful will you be? How successful do you want to be? What does success mean to you? What is your goal? You're the person who created this, so this is your vision. Make it happen. Focus, make it happen. Ask for it and you shall receive it. Speak it into existence, people. And just remember that accountability is key. You're responsible for your goals either happening or not happening. You're responsible for what distracts you and what doesn't distract you. You are the person that is responsible of what you're attracted to. The law of attraction. Manifest what you want, stay focused, and the good things will come to you. If you focus on this, it will come to you. I promise. I write things down in a gratitude journal. I write my affirmations down. It helps me. It could help you too. Look at your vision board as much as you can. If you didn't write a vision board, maybe you wrote down something in your notes. Whatever it is that you do to stay on track and to stay focused, do it more often. Focus on it. Do it more on a daily basis. There's a lot of people that are saying they're setting their goals and their goals aren't going as planned. You have to take accountability as to why that's not happening. You could say, oh, I was distracted by this. Oh, this came up. This came up. Put more time into your goals. Put more time into focusing on what you really want. Put more time into focusing on your manifestations and your affirmations. And I promise you, the law of attraction will work itself out and it will come to you. Just stay focused, put the time in it, and put the effort in it. I know, it sounds very easy, but it can be done. It's hard work. You just have to ground yourself. And that pretty much wraps up today's episode. I love Maya Angelou's quote, "Ask for what you want and be prepared to get it." Everything isn't a handout. Everything isn't just given to you. You have to focus and you have to work for what you want and it'll come to you. I promise you everything will be great. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week. I hope you guys speak positivity into existence. I hope you got something out of today's episode. If you would like, you could hit me up on Instagram or Snapchat, Gorgeous Detail, or MJ Friends Blog. Everything is going to be in today's description, the description of today's episode. Thanks and have a great week.